We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Happy Friday, everybody. 97.1 FM Talk, DGS.
Remember this? You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah. I did that for like 3 years.
I know.
Oh, I missed that, Dave. They're just showing the five women who Trump is considering to be Supreme Court justice. And four of them obviously had an 8x10 glossy, and one was like a gone fishing photo from when you would miss picture day in grade school. I don't think she's gonna be it.
No, I don't think so.
And there's someone else, I don't know, some other lady.
And the rest.
And all the rest of
but
you.
But she is a lady.
She is a lady.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Is there any chance that it's not Amy Coney Barrett?
Yeah, there's a chance, but not much.
I don't think much.
Yeah, I don't think much.
Man, this is what stinks about whenever you, this is what stunk about Joe Biden limiting the VP to being a woman, and this is what stinks about limiting this SCOTUS seat, is it's like, oh, so there's five. There's five, and one of them you don't even have a good picture of. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
I do.
Like, oh, you could have just picked a girl, and it would have been like, out of everyone, it was a female.
Right.
This is amazing. And now it's like, so here's the ones. We got to pick the best one out of these.
So there's only five qualified.
Right.
Yeah. You said it the other day, maybe to Tim Jones and Jeff, maybe during that conversation, that if you want to make it, if you've made the decision that you want to make sure that it's a female, that's fine. But just do it. You don't have to make it a story. Just do it.
Yeah.
It's your pick.
So tomorrow, right?
Yeah, tomorrow, I think 4 o'clock our time.
Yeah.
5 o'clock Eastern.
Fine.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone enjoying their fancy sodies?
It's so pretty.
Yeah, you may not like yours. It's lime. It may be a little puckery.
Oh, no, lime, they've got enough sugar in it that it, you know what it tastes like? It tastes like a melted green popsicle.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Kind of awesome.
That's how mine tasted. It tastes like an orange popsicle.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
I got the strawberry. It's really good.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Where is it from? Yaritos.
Mexico.
From
Washington Post.
Washington Post over in Washington. I'm very glad they're still open. Little coffee shop, grocery store.
Oh, yeah.
I was a little surprised that they were open with COVID and everything, but they were. And
wow, it's good.
Well, Jeff Bezos owns them now, so.
Yeah, that's right. Mm. Bunch of guys, some fancy pure cane sugar.
Oh, boy, I like it.
I need one of those mask holders, Tony.
Friday treat.
Yeah. I saw Rach's and I saw yours. I'm like, I'm all left out.
I'm a little envious, too.
Yeah. Black, red, blue, or purple?
Black.
Purple.
Okay.
Of course, you said purple.
Purple.
What? Yeah. I got to make mine unique so everyone knows
them,
it's mine.
You'll have them at commercial.
Thank you.
Tony, no kidding around.
Mm-hmm.
How many hours have you slept this week?
Oh, my goodness. Well, in the last 3 days, I've probably slept 8-9 hours.
Oh.
In the last three nights.
And you said last night you really didn't even...
I don't even know if I made it to sleep last night. I maybe got an hour and a half, 2 hours, maybe, but I was awake a lot. I don't know if I ever...
The only way I know that I slept is I had one of those creepy Sue dreams again, so...
Another one? What am I doing?
Yeah.
Really great stuff.
Let's see. We're on the air, so... being professional and showing up on time every day.
Right.
And I'm like, it's another Sue dream.
Drinking her Yaritos.
Doing her job, drinking a lime soda.
That sounds right.
I thought of you last night, Sue. I was listening to my Sasquatch Chronicles, and I guess they ran out of Bigfoot because they're talking about the dog man. And I feel about the dog man the way you feel about the Bigfoot.
Well, I'm actually kind of glad to hear that. Yeah. And what exactly is the dog man?
I think you know. It's just a...
Okay.
You can extrapolate.
It's a big, hairy, muscular man with a face of a dog. Usually described as either a German shepherd or the Egyptian god Anubis. So I listened to the first half, and it's a guy that basically like played chess with Bigfoot. And I'm like... Duh. And then the next guy is like, I was running and there's something in the corn and I looked and it was a dog man. I'm like, can we not have this fool on the show?
So it was a corn dog man.
And dog man.
Is very, very nice.
Yes.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Tip my hat.
Very specific.
You should leave now. I don't mean the room. I mean this profession.
I did it.
That's a great one.
He's very specific about the breed or the... And is it the same height, you know?
They're not as...
does it matter, I suppose?
They're kind of like... They're werewolves.
Oh.
They're very similar to werewolves. They're just dogmen.
Huh. Hmm.
Man, last night, you know, you know how I did that whole thing where I watch how the universe works, but I turn it down so it's a foreign language? I found something better. I found a movie, not a great one, one like we could do on an iPhone, and it's about Bigfoot in Great Britain, in Scotland, and they're all, you can't even understand a word they're saying normally, and it was great. It was so good.
So they're all over the world, the Big Feet.
Hey, I was on your side a minute ago, and I don't really need to turn it on me.
Is there a Bigfoot in Mexico?
Yes. They call it something different, but there is. There's the Yowie in Australia.
Skunk Ape
in Florida. The Wood Woos is what they call it in Scotland.
The Yeti. Mm-hmm.
Yes, the Yeti.
I'm sorry, the Wood Woos, you say?
Yes.
Yeah.
Why is everything you say dripping with contempt?
I
well,
don't
that one's
know.
Stupid. Let's be
because
fair.
It's dumb.
Dripping.
That one is a dumb name.
Wood Woos.
I was going to say something offensive about Scottish people's accents, and then Sue came in with Wood Woos. That's a bit stupid, don't you think?
No, it was so cozy. Like all these old men, they're just, and they're down there, women would be like, in my yard, a Bigfoot. I'm just like, oh god, damn.
Bigfoot's like, I have no idea what these people are talking about. Just walking through their yard, like, I can't tell what they're yelling.
Do you see that the Democrats are going to propose a new law that the Supreme Court justices be held to an 18-year term limit?
Yes.
Hmm.
That's interesting.
It is interesting.
What? How are they selling it? Just
they're saying that there's way too much. Drama and violence over every Supreme Court justice, and if there were 18-year term limits as opposed to a life appointment now where Amy Coney Barrett's 48, something like that, so she could be on there for 40 years.
And one of the judges that's being considered is 38.
Damn. So, there
the
you
youngest
go.
Of the group is 38.
Now, we're all programmed, myself included. I'm not a conservative, but I'm more conservative than liberal. And so when Democrats propose something, I just my default is to say, nah, it's going to be stupid.
Yeah, I wonder what.
But when I read that, I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
I'm listening.
And I should clarify, the youngest of the judges being considered. Not
you see the one with the gone fishing photo?
Might have been.
She's still in college.
Yeah, unfortunately, I like you, when you said the Democrats are pushing this bill, you automatically start looking for the partisan motivation behind whatever. In the same way if you would have said Republicans are pushing a bill. But I don't know that necessarily helps or hurts
anybody.
Democrats or Republicans.
Yeah. No, I mean, it should be pretty even.
The partisan notification is that motivation. The partisan motivation.
What did I tell you about stopping? One of these days you're going to start listening.
Hit a home run.
The partisan motivation is that there's going to be like a conservative majority on the court for like 40 years. So they're like, hey, what about 18 instead? Yeah.
There's another. Pete Buttigieg wants to change the Supreme Court from 9 to 15 justices.
Yeah.
Five of them being conservative, five of them being liberal, and five of them being bipartisan.
Yeah, which is ridiculous.
But can you really do, like, can you know bipartisan? You know
well,
what I mean?
They would be chosen their peers. So the liberal and conservative judges would have to agree on those five bipartisan judges.
Oh, okay, that's a little better.
I mean, this is the first time in 50 years that there's going to be a truly conservative court. It's always, for whatever reason, been, you know, a liberal controlled court. It just has.
What do you think of that, of the idea of term limits? I don't like lifetime appointments, but I also understand why it's like that. There's a really good reason that it's right. like that. So I kind of have mixed emotions. Where are you at on that?
My initial reaction to anything involving term limits is yes, because yeah. you know I would replace all of Congress with like yeah. donut makers.
Yeah.
So and I do not whatever Congress must be the greatest thing ever, because once people get there, they go bad. That's my theory, and they'll become a different person. They'll do anything they have to do to stay there. That makes me want to say, well, that's too good. I truly think going to Congress should be a sacrifice. It should be something that doesn't make you rich. It doesn't make you famous. It's something you do because you truly, truly have a heart for public service, and you're going to forego a life of wealth and fame so that you can go truly be a public servant. That's what I think it should be.
Kind of like being a state representative.
Yes, much more like that.
Well, depending on where you're at.
True.
State representatives in Illinois
do pretty well.
Very well.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. No, I think no one should want to be a congressperson for any reason other than service. They shouldn't be making a lot of money. They shouldn't be getting the pensions they do. And they certainly shouldn't be able to insider trade, which they can now do again legally. Because we caught them a few years back. They changed it, and they changed it back.
Oh, no, that's just bad.
Because they control their own rules.
Yeah.
Yeah, they make their own rules.
They get to give themselves raises.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I've always thought it was odd that the Supreme Court is a lifetime type of job. I mean, what other job is like
that? All federal judges.
What other job is like that besides like being a king or a queen?
Well, tenure, right? You could get tenure at a university and then not have to try after a certain point, I suppose.
But what's the good thing about that other than protecting one individual?
Yeah, they're really, you know.
Well, I think it's all about for tenure and for the Supreme Court justices. It's so that you can be truly independent.
Yeah.
Let's say you're a professor, and I'm not in academia, obviously, but you get your tenure, and now you can really go research what you want and publish.
You're not beholden to anyone.
Yeah.
Like,
beholden to anyone can.
Right. No, exactly. That's why I said I have mixed messages. But that's exactly the point of what you just talked about, Congress people and senators, that they go bad because they start doing everything they can to hold on to their position. Supreme Court justices don't have to do that. So yeah. they don't have to play the political games. They can't be voted.
You know
what?
If you get let's
their job.
Be reasonable and say a 20-year appointment. If you get a 20-year appointment, are you really?
It's still.
Is it that different from a lifetime? As far as like being beholden to people,
right? No.
Yeah,
that's a great
I wouldn't
point.
Think so.
It's a great point. State reps in Illinois start at $68,000 a year.
What a joke!
And that might be. That number might be old because I think
they gave themselves a raise
this year. So I don't know when this number was.
I would like to announce my campaign.
I don't know when this number was posted.
Illinois State Representative.
Listen, this guy has survived measles. He has survived COVID.
That's as of 2016.
Ebola.
So I'm pretty sure it is more than that.
Closer to 100.
I honestly wonder if Andrew would have a chance of winning.
Hey.
I mean, I'm not
a celebrity.
Yeah.
I know a lot of policy stuff. I mean, I know enough about what I'm talking about.
You're a celebrity.
I can and as you already said, I can make stuff up.
Professional broadcaster.
Yes.
I can make stuff up on a moment's notice.
Yeah. But when you get caught, you give in.
Yes.
That's not going to be good for your political career.
That's true.
You're big on, you caught me. That should take about an hour. Congressman Stoles, just come right this way.
You know what? I don't think this guy's in it for the money. Have you seen his car?
How many other of you have a sombrero in the back seat?
He is the modern day Abe Lincoln.
Listen, I need to be able to go to Auto Butler and get this car cleaned. I need this salary.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
328 DGS, happy Friday. See that everyone's favorite horseback pedophile's back? Judge Roy Moore.
Oh, what's he doing?
He is suing the state because of their mask restrictions. That guy just, he can't stay away. Wasn't that weird? That whole Roy Moore thing?
Yes.
I don't know, going to
York Steakhouse and hitting on 14-year-olds or whatever it was.
Writing in their yearbooks. And then someone tampered with the yearbook, so then it was
God.
See? He's totally justified
he's a good
hitting
man.
On them. Yeah.
He was a guy running for Congress or Senate in Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
Doug Jones ended up beating him because he kept signing girls' yearbooks.
They just handed a...
Handed it over.
A solid red seat in the Senate to the Democrats because Roy Moore was a disaster.
I could probably say this every day, but have you seen the newest TikTok challenge?
Huh.
No.
The Benadryl?
Oh, no.
Trying to drink as much Benadryl as you can.
Oh, good. Drugs.
Until you pass out. Several kids have been taken to the hospital.
A surprise.
How do they film themselves? But that's always my question.
Whenever I guess they film themselves just drinking the whole bottle down.
Yeah. Pretty stupid.
We should ban TikTok.
Yeah, that'll get kids to stop doing dumb stuff.
Mm-hmm. Do you guys see the new Amazon Ring camera that flies through your house?
Yeah, I did.
No.
It's a drone and it flies through your house.
For why?
It flies. Does it fly in your house or above your house?
No, it flew in your house. It was supposed to be a security thing.
Yeah, but I thought it was above your house. I may have read
it maybe wrong. That's for dropping things off, but the Ring one is supposed to be security in your house. I don't really. I'll have to go in.
No,
and
I was
see.
Talking about the Ring one. I thought that I read that it flew above your house, but I just skimmed the story earlier.
Mm.
I want to. Can I go back to TikTok for just a second?
Sure.
How does that not violate their terms of service?
Yeah.
Like you hear about people getting TikTok accounts banned, or you know, for. Sexual, you know, like showing something there that is against the rules. How can doing drugs on the app,
encouraging something dangerous,
get big enough that it's now a viral news story, and we don't see stories about TikTok, you know, suspending or temporarily banning any of these accounts? Like, how is that not a
They're really fast and loose when it comes to their terms of service. It's like some people get the hammer put down on them,
right.
And then others, who cares?
Yeah, I know they do it.
They're really concerned with suppressing the content of poor people or people who are considered to be ugly. They really go out of their way to slow down the algorithm so that they don't get exposure because they want their app to be clean and shiny and teenagers dancing in bikini. Oh, no, this is a thing.
Oh, yeah.
Like, they have in their, like, rules, like, if someone appears to be disabled or unattractive or living in a home that you wouldn't want to live in, feel free to slow down the algorithm for them. This is a real thing. You should look it up.
That's nuts.
Yeah,
because they just want it to be a fun, happy commercial all the time.
That reminds me. Remember when
Lumiere got a lot of shadiness like that too.
Remember when Lumiere opened, and they couldn't do this today. Whatever it was 10 years ago, their whole marketing was this is the casino for upscale, beautiful people.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
and they just said,
really?
"We're not like those other places."
Yep.
And it's all these hot women in black dresses and model-looking guys in tuxes. Then they open the doors and all the same snails just came in. Yep. And
do they still do it to where the women wear, like, the lace dresses? I haven't been in there.
What women? That work there?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Cocktail.
I haven't been there in forever either.
I just wonder if that's still going on or if they're like, all right, we're just a casino.
Yeah.
You can put on a cardigan or something.
Yeah. Like, it was on the nightly news and it was the same... knuckle draggers mm-hmm. smoking, and it's like, okay, I'm fine.
Oh, yeah. I remember the first time going in there, you know, it's supposed to be this upscale, just the whole facility, you know, just the whole thing over there was just supposed to be this, like, slick, upscale, hip place. The casino's...
Casino's casino.
Yeah. Looks an awful lot imagine? Like the Alton Bell in there.
I doubt they're going to turn anyone away from spending their money just because they're not hot enough.
Right.
Right.
They want everybody's coin.
No yeah, kidding.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And something tells me the hot people would gamble less.
I think that
they're,
too, and I don't know why.
They're busy being hot.
And
if you're a troll, you need to win some money.
And the casino is not
the hot people.
The casino is not somewhere to get dressed up to go to.
Mm-mm. They gave it a shot.
Like if I was I don't gamble very often, but the times that I have gone to the casino, I didn't think to myself, I better get out my Sunday best.
Oh, I don't know if you casino. Guys heard this. But North Korea went from zero COVID cases to one, and now they're back to zero.
Oh, good. Nice.
Well, good.
So I don't know if the guy died or got better, but yeah. They just wanted to let us know they had one.
Mm. I thought...
I appreciate the transparency.
Yeah. They're honest.
Didn't Kim Jong-un right at the very beginning say that they had the cure?
By the way...
Yeah, where's the cure, Kim?
Is he back?
Yeah, he's alive, I'm pretty sure. He wrote a letter apologizing for...
That's always good when it's... Sentence says, he's alive, I'm pretty sure. I don't know. I know that there's been pictures and letters.
You know what?
But you never can trust
him. Trump said he's fine.
I hope he is, because that sister of his is creepy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't want to.
No.
Kim Jong-un's the devil, I know.
Like 2 weeks ago, Trump came out. I think he tweeted. He's like, he's alive and well. Don't you worry about it.
Yeah.
With no further explanation.
Right, right.
But
he's over at the house.
I presume they were texting or something.
Well, apparently he is alive because I just Googled him. And the first thing that came up was Kim Jong-un apologizes for killing South Korean official. What?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. The guy like drifted into northern waters and they burned him.
Goodness.
Yeah. They're just not even, it's not even like we're going to put you in prison, we're going to give you a last cigarette and shoot you in the heart. No, we're just going to burn you.
Jeez.
Yeah, shot dead CNN and then is set on fire.
CNN is reporting that it's Amy Conan Barrett.
Yeah.
Hmm. So
yeah, that's, I will honestly be shocked if it's
you know,
not her.
Whatever. It's the front page red siren story on Drudge. You know what the big thing is going to be with her? That it's Amy.
That it is her?
It says, it's Amy. And there's a picture of her, and it's not the Gone Fishing. Gotcha. The big thing with her is going to be that she's a Christian. Oh. And she's evidently a part of a small fundamentalist church that the Democrats, their narrative is going to be that that's what The Handmaid's Tale is based on.
Yep.
Have you guys heard this?
Oh, yeah.
And
this story is...
So this will be very interesting to go at a female conservative because she's a Christian. Good luck.
I'm already tired of hearing Handmaid's Tale. And
that's
it's
a,
just getting
that's
started.
That's a rough one, man.
It's
that's...
just getting started. I don't know anything about that show. I don't know anything. I mean, I know...
Rach, can you enlighten us? You know
I know the little basics, but Rach, wouldn't... The fact that she's going to be a Supreme Court justice make her lifestyle not fall into what The Handmaid's Tale is.
Yeah, The Handmaid's Tale is all about like this extreme patriarchy where women are either wives or they're handmaids that are forced to carry children and help raise children for the elite ruling class.
They're basically like...
They're like pets. They're like... Yeah. We're secondhand citizens. I think
and this
they'll
is
go
a Supreme
after,
Court justice,
right? So that's nonsensical. But apparently, something about the church, like where there were groups where the women did call themselves handmaids, and the men called themselves something else that they use in the book. But that's not like the smoking gun. That's where someone gets an idea to write a fictional story. There was weird stuff like that in my church too. They're going to go after her for being a Christian. They're going to go after her for being pro-life. The narrative's going to be that she's not a real woman and she... I just think the left really, really needs to drop that narrative. It's insulting. You can disagree with where a woman is coming from and disagree with her political stance or her moral stance 100% without saying you don't support women or you're not a real woman. That's
this is
what's
dangerous.
Wrong with you?
Yeah, it's killing a fly with a hammer.
Is this is a dangerous tact
and
by
you know,
the Democrats.
If she or a Muslim person or a Jewish person were to say, I am guided by the Bible alone. I'm guided by the Quran alone. I'm guided by the Talmud alone. I don't need to look at the law. I will campaign against that person.
Right, that's a problem.
But she has always said, I am a person of faith, as did George W. Bush and many others, but I am guided by the law.
Mm-hmm.
End of sentence. There you go.
And her record.
And her record shows
that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I think this is really, what they're going to go with is that she is a religious
nut. Yeah.
And that might really upset a lot of religious people.
I'm not religious and it upsets me. That's crap.
Yeah. Yeah. The church that I don't even, it was ABC was one of them doing the story. And talked about how she has connections to this church. It didn't say that she went there. I don't even know. And then it said that, like Rach, you said, the women were called handmaids and the men were called heads. But if you read the story, it says that women used to be called handmaids. They're called leaders now at the church. So it's heads and leaders. And they don't say when the change was made. Was the change made 6 months ago, or was the change made?
And even
50
if it
years?
Was made 6 months ago, it's an arbitrary title.
Right. So,
like this is just one of those things which is just stupid. They should not bark up this tree. I'm very tired of. I'm someone who I don't want them to overturn Roe v. Wade. I think it's established law. I think women should have an access to abortion. But I don't think that you're anti-woman or anti-women's rights if you're not pro-choice. And several people just got very angry with me for saying that. But it's a very complex, nuanced issue.
Yes.
And I think it's wrong to just be like, you don't understand what's best for women. Everyone comes at things from a different life experience.
Right.
I'm not going to look at someone who believes in their heart of hearts that abortion is nothing short of murder and be like, you're such an idiot. You're just trying to repress women. That's what they believe. You can work around that. You can work with them and try to come to an understanding from that point. But they're never going to be like, you got me. I don't actually think that it's murder. I think that it's fine. I'm just trying to control your body.
Right.
That's never going to happen.
Yeah, and
so it's just stupid. All you're doing is saying to, like, you're taking a group and saying, like, you're not a real one of us. You don't belong in this club. You're not one of us. And all it does is create a bigger divide. People dig their heels in more, and it's stupid.
I thought it was disgusting, and I'm obviously not African-American, but the Kentucky AG on CNN and MSNBC, man, there's a montage you can look up of black pundits just going off on this guy.
Mm-hmm.
And over again, there's lots of Uncle Tom comments.
Yeah.
He's skin folk, but not kin folk.
Oh, God.
I mean,
I hate that
my
so much.
Lord.
Go at it from a different angle. Oh. That's the cheapest, laziest angle with which to attack someone. You're attacking them on their identity alone. You're telling them your identity is false. You can't identify with us. Find a better argument to take somebody down.
Really? You're interviewing the vice presidential candidate, Spike?
His name is Spike. His nickname is Spike.
What's his real name, just out of curiosity?
Jeremy, I believe.
Spike from Jeremy.
His real name's Cruiser.
I'm very much looking forward to talking to Spike Cohen. But
Mr. Vice President Spike?
Yeah, very libertarian of us to have a vice presidential candidate that's named Spike.
Dr. Tiffany Osborne has been with us several times talking about COVID. Hello, Doc. How are you?
I'm doing okay. How are you doing?
Doing fine. So I'll be very honest and say that I am more confused than I've ever been about COVID. It seems to depend completely on what news channel you watch, whether it's all but over or it's just getting started. And so I'm very happy to have you on to give us some actual information. So where do we stand?
Oh, gosh. You know, Dave, you are so 100% correct that it's confusing. There's no question. And I think one of the reasons why it's confusing, it's like every state is its own country in that you're going to have flare-ups in different areas. And so it may look really good in one place and not very good in another. And it's going to continue to change and ebb and flow like that. So I completely understand why it's confusing.
Yeah, we don't get a lot from the federal government. We're not seeing Dr. Fauci or seeing the daily news conferences, and Governor Cuomo's not giving his two-hour morning briefing. And so I really honestly don't know.
Yeah. Well, I can tell you where we are right now in St. Louis. And in fact, I sent you over some information just to kind of help provide some data overall. And in general, what we're seeing is we had, you know, a peak that was in April and March, and then we had a peak in June and July, and now we're starting to come down some. I mean, we were probably at around 1,200 or so cases a day in June and July, and now we're around 500 new cases a day in St. Louis, and so it's been going down. I can also tell you that the people who are getting sick are different. So when we had that first, when we had that first increase, that was mostly elderly people, a lot of people from nursing homes, things like that. And now what we're seeing is that it's a lot more of the younger people. So what that means is that before, when someone got sick, because it was typically older people, they would get critically ill very, very quickly. And now what we're seeing is that it's a younger population. A lot of them handle it better. When they do get sick, it's not as fast, but they still get critically ill, and they don't all make it. So that's kind of where we're at. In Missouri, you know, last we checked, there was around 120,000 cases, and there were about 2,000 deaths.
Dr. Osborne, it's Tony Colombo. Wanted to get your opinion on what has been probably one of the biggest stories here locally for the last couple of weeks, and that is the ban on youth sports in St. Louis County. We had the County Youth Sports Task Force, which was made up of doctors, saying that kids should be out playing again, and then you have Sam Page citing doctors that say no, it shouldn't be. I'd love to hear what your thoughts are on allowing kids to play, you know, contact sports where they're going to be in such close quarters.
Okay, so this is my opinion and my opinion only, based on the information that I've seen, and I'm not letting my kid play contact sports. And, you know, my kid loves baseball, and he's not doing baseball right now. And, you know, that's how we're doing it. I feel like every person has to make their own decision based on where they're at and what the prevalence is in the area. Remember the last time we were talking and we were saying, well, how do you make the decisions between, you know, going to school or doing virtual learning for school? And a lot of it depends on what's it like in your community. And I can tell you for the St. Louis community, I mean, I was just telling you that we were around 1,200 new cases a day. Now we're around 500 or so average new cases a day. And the majority of those are young people. Doc, and it just kind of depends on what is the risk that you want to take.
Doc, other than a vaccine, which, of course, we're all waiting for, have we learned much in the past few months about just treating COVID when people come into the ER or get put in the ICU? Do we have any better strategies now?
Yes, so we do. We do have some better strategies. And I think the one big thing, and I also sent Rachel a link to this too, because I got so many questions about this. I just wrote up a brief summary for, you know, average person to read. And that is on steroids, dexamethasone. So what we're finding with that is that people, if it's gotten to a point where they require oxygen in order to keep their oxygen saturations, you know, 94% or better, or if it has been more than 7 days, those two things combined, those people, their mortality is decreased if they get dexamethasone. So what that means is if you're an outpatient and you're struggling and you're requiring oxygen, then those are people who should be on dexamethasone. If they've been more than 7 days and they're starting to look like they're struggling, dexamethasone or some other kind of steroid can reduce mortality. Now, here's the caveat to that. If you give it to people who don't need it, or you give it to people too soon, there might be a signal of harm. And the reason that we say that, that's what the data showed. But I think a potential reason for that is because your immune system needs a chance to start to rev up. And the dexamethasone starts to tamper it down when it's getting too revved up. And so if you take it too quickly, then you run the risk of maybe tamping down your immune system before it's really had a chance to get to where it needs to be to fight off the disease.
Very interesting. Dr. Tiffany Osborne, we will talk to you very soon, maybe even next week. Thank you, doctor.
All right, thanks. You guys have a good day. And listen, thank you again for what you guys do. Two things I've seen from you guys, and one is you have great taste of music, and the other is that you really care about the community. And so thank you for what you do.
You're very welcome. Thank you, doc.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.